Mr. Bugler?
What is it?
I'd like to talk to you a minute.
What is it?
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
What's your name, girl?
My name is Maddie Ross.
Reuben Rooster Cockburn is a shambling wreck of a man, a grizzled veteran of a few too many shootouts, a black patch over one eye, and the unmistakable whiff of stale whiskey. Maddie Ross is barely a teenager in tightly braided pigtails, but she's determined to get justice.
I'm looking for the man who killed my father. The man's name is Tom Chaney, and I need somebody to go after him.
You have a lot of experience with bounty hunters, do you?
That is a silly question. I am 14.
Impressed by Rooster's reputation for shooting first, Maddie offers him a reward to find her father's killer, thus beginning the biggest adventure of her young life. It's the first film role for Haley Steinfeld, who was 13 when the Coens cast her as Maddie.
I had to learn how to shoot a gun and roll a cigarette. Those are the two main things that I had to learn.
Steinfeld had to get comfortable with the ornate and formal dialogue that comes right from the pages of the novel by Charles Portis.
You know, when I first got the script, that was the first thing that I really had to work on, was making sure that I understood what everything meant. And then I had to go back through and, you know, make sure that I understood what everything meant to me emotionally and how I could relate to it in my own life. And then with the accent, that kind of just, I mean, just after, you know, getting on set and kind of everyone talking, and it kind of happened naturally.
Can we depart this afternoon?
We? You are not going. That is no part of it.
Well, you have misjudged me if you think I'm silly enough to give you $50 and watch you simply ride off.
I'm a bonded U.S. Marshal.
That weighs but little with me. I will see the thing done.
Oscar winner Jeff Bridges co-stars as Rooster, a man at ease in the saddle and deadly fast with his six-shooter.
You know, I used to love it when my dad would play a Western, you know, when he'd, you know, appear at the front door all dressed up in his cowboy clothes. It was, you know, a thrill to me. So I guess there was some of my dad in there.
His dad was Lloyd Bridges, whose many Western roles included several upstanding men with badges. But as played by Jeff Bridges, Rooster is a different breed of lawman.
Mr. Cockburn, in your 4 years as U.S. Marshal, how many men have you shot?
Never shot nobody I didn't have to.
Well, that was not the question. How many?
Shot or killed?
Let us restrict it to killed so that we may have a manageable figure.
I was curious why these guys wanted to make that movie again. And I think it was Ethan who corrected me. He said, no, we're not making that movie. We're making the book. As if there wasn't any, you know, no other movie ever made kind of thing. We're just referring to the book, and I wasn't familiar with the book. And he said, well, check that out and tell me what you think. And I read the book, and then I saw what they were talking about, because it's such a wonderful book. And God, what a great character. You know, most Westerns have that strong, silent type, and here's this boorish, you know, blah, 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 you know, guy. So that was going to be a lot of fun, I thought.
Of course, it was adapted for the screen once before, and John Wayne, the Duke, won an Oscar for his performance as one-eyed drunken Rooster in the 1969 film.
I never, you know, thought about filling the Duke's boots until somebody, you know, asked me, how do you feel about that? I said, oh, well, let me see. I wasn't thinking about it when I did it. I just, you know, did the best I could with the part, you know. I always try to do.
The Coen brothers insist theirs is not a remake, but a more faithful adaptation of the book, which Joel Coen explains centers on the journey of young Maddie.
What we took away from it more than a Western was the sense of it almost being sort of this youthful adventure story, or kind of fitting into the genre of what you might call young adult adventure fiction or something like that. And that was something that was really interesting to us, actually, just in terms of how the story worked.
In fact, Ethan Coen only reluctantly calls True Grit a Western.
It is a Western, inarguably. You know, there are guys with six guns on horses, but, you know, it's not a Zane Grey story. It's not a Western in that sense. And really, we were thinking about the novel more than doing a Western per se.
What is your intention, Rooster?
I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned.
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
That's Barry Pepper as the bandit Lucky Ned. And True Grit also features Matt Damon as puffed-up Texas Ranger LaBeef, who joins Maddie and Rooster in their quest to find killer Tom Chaney, played by Josh Brolin. The frontier sensibility is captured by cinematographer Roger Deakins, a frequent Coen Brothers collaborator, as is musical score composer Carter Burwell. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.